We received a call from one of our clients who received one of these letters, and pretty distraught as well. Obviously, it was a shock to the system. This client had already gone bankrupt and disposed of his debt, and then he received this letter threatening to basically publicly humiliate him via social media, via local newspapers, etc. And also, they were going to list his details on a publicly available register. Now, this register doesn't exist, but it did give them the option of making a payment to make sure that his details didn't appear on that register. Similarly, there's a more dangerous line that's part of the letter as well, that if they were to approach this company, that the company could actually make arrangements to settle the debt and make it go away. Now, the scary part of that is, first of all, they're trying to hook people in to make a payment to them for a completely fraudulent register that does not exist. And secondly, if someone was to engage the company to actually settle the debt, they could end up paying hundreds or even thousands of euro to a company that has no legal standing, that has no arrangement with the creditor, and being severely out of pocket for it.
One very serious element of this letter, a copy of which is available on our website, highlandradio.com, the letter actually bears the logo of the Insolvency Service of Ireland, which would seem to give it a legitimacy. That is a legitimacy it does not have. That logo is being used absolutely incorrectly.
That's correct. I have reported it to the Insolvency Service, and now this has only come to light. They are aware of a couple of other circumstances. They did confirm that back to me, and they tried to make contact with the company to tell them that, well, basically it's illegal to use their logo on correspondence. Now, the scary thing as well for the debtors, is that if you're in a formal arrangement, for example, a debt settlement arrangement or a personal insolvency arrangement, or if you've gone bankrupt, you're actually under the supervision of the Insolvency Service. So some of the people who are receiving these letters may be in one of those arrangements, and they feel that it's actually endorsed by the Insolvency Service, which is scary as well.
The most important thing to say is that anyone who is in problem, anyone who does have issues with their debt, if not already, they should be making contact with advice practices, with personal insolvency practices, which are registered and recognised by the service, and they should be taking steps through the proper channels to address this issue and not be sidetracked by scams such as this.
We're fully regulated by the Insolvency Service, as are many other practitioners. There's also MABs who are available to help as well. But the other issue about this company, having looked further at it, the company are actually registered in the UK. And the address on the letter is a Dublin address. Now, we checked out that address. It's actually a virtual office, so it doesn't exist. The office that they use in London doesn't exist. There are severe regulations in the UK as well in terms of acting as a debt collector, maintaining a debt register. You have to be authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority to do that. And the Financial Conduct Authority have no record of it, the Solicitors Regulation Authority have no record of it, and the Insolvency Service have no record of them. They do not exist. They are totally unregulated. And my advice is, if you get a letter like this, it obviously means you have a debt problem. You might already be in an arrangement yourself. Contact your insolvency practitioner if you have one, or alternatively, go and speak to somebody. And whatever you do, don't pay any money to this firm. They're completely unregulated, and it's a complete scam.